The Auckland apartment was set up by a man called Harry Scott. Now, Harry Scott was also a McGill, and he wrote a famous paper, Bexton, Heron and Scott, and it was about sensory deprivation. Sort of set the whole movement of sensory deprivation up. And while he was at McGill, he persuaded Samson to come up to New Zealand. And then Harry Scott was killed in a mountaineering accident in 1960. It was really a pretty traumatic event. When he died, they appointed Samson to take over, but also as the first professor. And that was kind of interesting because he was kind of the new thing in New Zealand. And a number of us came up from the south to Auckland to work with Samson. So Samson was the big sort of guru, but he was actually also an alcoholic. So he was kind of... he kind of had the art of confabulation, I think, as a genius. So we all got sucked into this thing, and I did my thesis with him. Being sort of a confabulator, we could never figure out what the hell he invented the task to do, until it was eventually discovered that it was a really good test for close head injury. I don't think it's done anymore, but it's a domain. And I remember Broadbent asking me once who I'd worked with for my masters, and I said, Barney Sampson. And Broadbent said to me, my God, he said, I never understood a thing that